Let us start with something amazingly positive, a real positive innovation from our part of the world. Now, local companies supporting each other to create innovations which will be groundbreaking across the world. I want to take you back in time a little bit. I spoke to a guy and I went and visited him. He's an inventor. His name's Gary Thompson. He's based in Spennymoor and he runs Jag Design. An amazing man. He just literally designs and makes innovations for fun. He's just an amazing bloke. Now, a couple of weeks ago, he got in touch to say that one of his innovations, which is a vertical farm, and he developed it for a company called Micro Holdings. Well, it's been expanded and it's been used and it's now working. So David Wood is the CEO of Micro and Lehman Barr. And I give him a call this morning.
We've got two areas of business. One is around food production and the production of plant-based products. And the second is around the growing of plant-based proteins. And we do that very differently to other places because we do it in a vertically farmed AI way in mobile modules that can be sited anywhere in the world.
So it sounds like futuristic. It sounds like this is the future of growing.
It's certainly one of the futures of growing. What it enables us to do is firstly to reduce food miles. So at the moment, especially in the plant-based world, where people are starting now to reduce meat and look at alternatives, a lot of those alternatives are things like soy, which I don't know if you noticed, they're not grown in the UK or Northern Europe, so they tend to be shipped in from South America or from Canada. So it enables us to manufacture other proteins, including soy if we wanted to, in our units at the point of production. Effectively reduces food miles.
Have you seen a growth in plant-based proteins over the last few years?
The growth over the last 10 years has been phenomenal. The last 24 months or so, it's stagnated. And part of the reason for that has been there's been a big shift to plant-based. Everybody recognises that for health reasons, eating less meat is good for you. And for environmental reasons, it's a lot softer on our planet. So there's been a big move. However, there's been some flaws in the plant-based food. Firstly, quality. The taste has been pretty poor. They've tried to replicate meat products, and to be quite honest, you know, it's very hard to replicate a steak, or it's very hard to replicate a really juicy burger. And that's what the vegan world has been trying to do. And they haven't been very successful there historically. And then the second reason is, as I've just pointed out earlier on, that actually a lot of people are moving to it for environmental reasons. And it's not necessarily as environmental as people first think, because you're having to ship things from the other side of the world. And also you're having to disturb habitats. So, for example, the demand on soy harvest has gone up significantly because of the rise of plant-based food. What that means is 35% of the world's soy is grown in Brazil. So there's even more rainforest being chopped down in Brazil because more people are eating plant-based now. So there's been a real question mark over several areas of the plant-based industry. And at Micro, we're trying to address those now, and we hope we're doing a good job of it.
It seems like you are, because you are producing for your local market, as you say, reducing those air miles and producing a product that... I think you're right. As somebody who's tried sort of protein-based products, trying to replicate them to be like a beef burger or a lamb chop, it just isn't there. Is it your job to say this is an alternative, an either-or, rather than it tastes a little bit like?
It has to be an either-or. You know, we're trying to look at it more at the occasion. Clearly, if you're going to McDonald's and you want a burger... then you want a burger, so you need something round patty that's going to go in the bun. And McDonald's do that pretty well with their plant burger, to be honest. But effectively, what you need on a plate, if you're having a Sunday lunch, you need something to be that centerpiece, to be that sort of protein element. It doesn't have to look like a lamb chop. What it needs to be is something that's absolutely delicious and something that leaves you feeling satisfied at the end of it. So yeah, you know, I think the plant-based world has most probably beaten itself up a bit too much trying to replicate meat, when actually what they should be trying to do is just create fantastic tasting and nutritious food. And if you do that, then more people will eat it. And if more people eat it, if the contents of that food are grown in the right way, in the right places, then the world will be a better place and the people consuming it will be healthier.
So what is your product range then? Can you tell me?
We've got currently a range of mints which goes into other people's brands and products. So, for example, we supply the mince that goes into one of the UK's largest branded sausages. I won't say who they are, but you can imagine. We're also under our Huber brand, just about to launch at the end of March a range of our own. These products will all contain vertically grown mushroom protein that's grown at our own site in Leeming Bar, so absolutely zero carbon miles.
The vertical system that you use, I saw that as a prototype where a Jag Design, who designed it for you, I went out to see Gary at his workshop in Spennymoor. I saw it down there and he told me about this and I'm like, wow, this is just unreal. It is now actually working in the future. Tell me about the vertical design of the growing system and how it benefits you.
The vertical design itself is it's almost quite simple. Effectively, if you imagine meter squared IBCs, and IBCs are the water sort of an oil containers that you'll see knocking about. Effectively, what we do is we take secondhand versions of those. Inside those, we create an environment that is absolutely perfect for mushroom stem to grow. Now, what do I mean by mushroom stem? We're all used to seeing mushrooms that have beautifully formed caps on, but actually those caps are only a third of the mushroom. The other two thirds are, if you buy it in retail, are wasted. They're just destroyed and go to landfill. And some of it is left in the soil. Now, actually, we don't need, because we're putting this product into things like burgers and mints, we don't actually need the cap. So what we're doing in our IBCs, in our vertical growing modules, is we're growing predominantly the stem. So the mushroom, as it's growing, it's growing in what is effectively a dark meter squared unit. It's all AI controlled for environment, humidity, light conditions, temperature, moisture, etc. It's fully AI controlled, so it's learning as it goes along. So every harvest we get is slightly better than the last harvest. And basically what happens is each unit on about a four-weekly cycle completes its harvest, it self-harvests, and the mushroom stems then come out of the bottom of the unit on a tray, and we can take them straight into the factory and put them into the food. The substrate that we use to grow the mushrooms on is all straw from local farms in the North Yorkshire County Durham area, most of them within about 5 miles of Leeming Bar. And then when we finish with the substrate that we grow them on, it either goes back to the farm to put back in the soil, and the farmers love it. It turns into a mushroom compost, which is ideal to go back into the soil.
What I love about this, and I love what you do, because within 40 miles, you've got the R&D, you've got the production of the machinery, you've got the production of the product, and you've got the finished article. You must be unique around the world, my friend, that everything is within a 40-mile radius.
Well, I mean, what we say is we're certainly unique within the UK. We think we're most probably unique in the world, but we wouldn't make that claim.
I'll do that for you.
You made that claim for us, yeah, fantastic. But yeah, certainly in the UK, we're very unique. And the fact that we're actually, you know, you've mentioned a 40-mile, actually 90% of what we do is, to be honest, within a 40-metre radius.
Wow.
It's literally all happening here on site at Leeming Bar.
Normally, we've been rubbish in this country for R&D, haven't we? We all come up with ideas and the Americans come snap the IP up and then make millions and billions out of it. We are actually starting to become a bit more savvy about it. Are you getting the sense of that?
We're becoming savvy about talking about it. I think this is something that we need to recognise. There's a big difference between talking about things and doing things. We have a lot of conversations at the moment with various sort of government bodies and quangos about funding. But interestingly, as yet, I don't really think we've seen much. We've still got a long way to go in this country.
And we need to be looking after people like you, you know, keeping you in the UK, because you are your little diamonds, and we need to connect those dots up. If you were based in America, you'd get loads out, wouldn't you?
I can think of three or four other countries that we could be based in, and we'd be better off around
Germany,
the world.
France.
Yeah. And you know, there's sort of people talk about ecosystems, and I'm a great believer that if you have the right ecosystem, that people and ideas will grow. And you know, you mentioned you first saw our idea 2 years ago at another really creative and innovative sort of company with Gary there, and actually you could ask yourself, well, 2 years later, this idea has developed, but it's taken 2 years to this point, and it will most probably take another 5 or 10 years before we can really commercialise it to being a global entity. But we'll need investment and support to do that.
Well, it'd be lovely to keep in touch, David, because I think you're an amazing ambassador for our country and for our part of the world. It'd be lovely to come and have a visit and see what you're up to and give you the big tub thump on BBC Radio Tees.
Fantastic. Well, we've got our new Hoover launch at the end of March when we launch our new product. So feel free, come along for that. Grab yourself a burger and some lunch with us and we'll show you around first hand.
They're brilliant. Designed, come up with in County Durham for North Yorkshire, and the world could benefit from it. It's just phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And I can't thank Dave enough from Mike or Lehman Bar, and also Gary at Jag Design who came up with the idea of the Vertigo Farm, and he has so many other ideas, and this is what I love doing, keeping in touch with you and just you're sharing your story so we can share these amazing bits of good news across Teesside, County Durham and North Yorkshire. Ian in Middlesbrough says, he says, no man